Business leader Dhirubhai Ambani, founder of India's biggest industrialist group, continues to be on life support system. Dhirubhai Ambani, the 69-year-old founder chairman of the Rs. 55,000 crores Reliance Group, is still on life support systems. Ambani was admitted to Breach Candy Hospital in Mumbai after he suffered a cerebral stroke late on Monday night. Talking to reporters on Wednesday, Vijay Krishna, CEO of the hospital, said that there is no change in his situation.
There is no change in his situation. He is still as he was last night.
Yeah, how was he last night?
He is on life support. He is on life support. Okay, but he is all right. He is still okay.
He is in coma.
He is in coma.
Well, that I suggest you talk to the family.
Top industrialists, politicians and film personalities rushed to the hospital after hearing of his illness.
The doctors said that he's cut it very well and he's out of the danger zone.
Anil Ambani, managing director of Reliance Industries Limited and the younger son of Dhirubhai, told reporters gathered at the hospital that his father's situation remains critical.
The condition of my father, the chairman of Reliance Industries, Sri Dhirubhai Ambani, remains critical. My father suffered a stroke on Monday evening at our residence, and within a few hours, he was brought to the Breach Candy Hospital and admitted to the intensive care unit. The situation over the last 24 hours remains unchanged. He remains to be in a critical state. However, doctors believe that the overall parameters are stable.
Ambani, born in 1932 into a poor teacher's family in Gujarat, is lauded for a key role in shaping India's stock market culture by attracting hordes of retail investors to market dominated by state-run financial institutions. However, the stock market is reacting nervously to the news of Ambani's hospitalization. Kurian Abraham with Poonam Daga for ANI.